evening, my fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, and I'm sitting here in the catbird seat again. I don't have a golden microphone, by the way. Can't afford it. I'm not part of the establishment, but I get along just fine anyway. Well, folks, I hope you had a great Christmas celebration. I hope you did. I did hear we did very, very well. My wife is fairly sick and tired and kind of burned up from this radiation they're pumping into her body, which I don't like at all. But that aside, we spent Saturday night at a wonderful party with her best friend that she was in elementary school with, junior high, and up through high school before she went off to the military, and her family, her best friend's family, and that was a wonderful event. Had a good time meeting some of the great people here in the Evansville, Poseyville, Wadesville area. Some of the great families there. Boy, these are large families here, folks. I'm telling you, large, large families. They've been here for generations and generations and generations, and I missed out on all that. You know, when somebody goes into a restaurant, they sit down and the waitress comes up, they ask, oh, what's your family name, to the waitress? I've not heard this before. But they say, well, I'm a Jackson or something like that. Oh, yes, yes, we know the Jackson. Do you know Bill Jackson? I went to school with him. And that's always a conversation when new people meet. What's your family name? It's such a close society here. It's just amazing to this old cop because, honestly, when I was born in Washington, D.C., I was born 2 months before, or let's say it this way, my dad left my home 2 months before I was born and left my mother and my sister. I wasn't born yet, 2 months yet, and I would be born. And I didn't get to meet my father till I was 45 years of age. Never knew the man, he never knew me. So I'm not used to these close communities like this, but I think it's rather wonderful. And so that was a wonderful Saturday, and I'll give you just an update on how Sunday went, Christmas Day, at the wonderful Straub family event. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program, and I'll just take a second here to tell you about our wonderful Christmas, and we're just praising the Lord for our son, for our Savior, of course, but it's nice to be with family, even though I wasn't with my kids and grandkids over there in Arizona, and my son, who's in Germany with my three grandkids, who's January 4th, heading back to Iraq for his second tour, which he doesn't want to go to. I just talked to him today from Germany, and I'm praying. I'm just keeping on praying, folks, that God will stop him from having to go somehow, if it's not God's will that he go over there a second time. He certainly doesn't want to go be a target as he was the first time. He lost some friends over there when he was there last year. And so anyway, if you think about it, folks, add my son Augie to your prayer list, that God would do his will in Augie's life. And Augie doesn't want to go. He's a major in the Army, and but he's on his way January 4th, unless the Lord sees fit that he doesn't go. But that aside, we were happy on Sunday, Christmas Day, to be with my wife's family and have a small gathering this time. We had one with about 50 people here on Thanksgiving, but this time it was just her sisters and brothers and their children, and it was a nice event. I made something called hot wassail. I don't know if any of you know what hot wassail is, but I understand it's a German hot drink of cinnamon and apple cider and some other things in it, and it went over pretty good. And this is a German family, by the way. Straub is a German name, and that's my wife's family's name. And then my wife and I made a turkey with dressing and gravy, and that went over pretty good at the gathering. So anyway, hope you had a good Christmas. We did, and I hope you praise the Lord for our salvation and for our God providing his son Jesus to allow us to be saved and have salvation. And if you did that, then it was a good one. It was a good one. So anyway, here we go into a new year in just a few days. And we've got a lot to be thankful for, folks. We do. We're thankful here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, for the letters that come in from our Patriot police officers and soldiers, and the emails that come in and phone calls. And we praise the Lord every time we get one of these letters. And I want to share one with you that came in some time back that says a lot in this letter. Of course, I answered it with about a three-page answer to this dear proud member of the United States Air Force, because she wanted some answers to things that we had the answers for. And we serve at our two police and military associations as a listening post for our brothers and sisters in uniform to write to us and tell us about their concerns and their problems for the nation and law enforcement and the military and all the things that are troubling them. We listen, and then we give any advice that we're asked for that we can help with, and also congratulate them for their service to God and country, and speak to them about serving an Antichrist international crime syndicate now as mercenaries for these internationalists. And many of them already understand they're serving as mercenaries for these international crime families, and they don't like it. And so some of the letters and emails are very interesting, and this one here I want to share with you and tell you that if you don't think it's important that our police and soldiers reach our police and military associations, which are the only constitutional police and military associations, educational associations on the planet, we think, definitely within the United States, then you're mistaken. And I want to share this with you and tell you how important it is for your support at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues so that we can keep going forward in reaching the hearts and minds of our wonderful brothers and sisters in uniform that are being misused, misdirected, and mistrained today, and awakening them to the need for them to come back and get back under their oath that they took to defend the Constitution, protect the American people, their rights and their liberties, and not be out there protecting Afghanis, Iraqis, Israelis, whatever ease there is out there, communies, you know, whatever it is. They're not supposed to be out protecting all these people. They're supposed to be here protecting the American people, which they're not here to protect the American people. And they're certainly not over there protecting the American people. But this letter should help you realize the importance of what we're doing here as an all-volunteer police and military association. And here it is. It's from a young lady who's a proud member of the United States Air Force, and she's got some concerns. She says, and this has been some time back, but I like the letter because it says so much about the heart, the good heart and mind and soul of our wonderful people in uniform that we love so dearly and want to rescue them from being used against the American system and the American people. She says here, "Dear sirs, I need your opinion about something that is a strong concern to me. This may sound strange to you, but presently I'm secretly trying to educate those around me, but I believe I'll be exposed soon. I make copies of Aid and Abet articles," that's our Aid and Abet Police and Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, folks. I make copies of Aid and Abet articles and place them around my base in places my colleagues can find them. I need to know if I'm doing the right thing in taking the chance of exposing myself as a patriot and as a Christian while I'm in the military. Might sound strange to you. I'm almost ashamed to say this, but I'm afraid of losing my career, and it's hard enough for a female to impress the chain of command in the military by needing to make sure you're more squared away than your male counterparts in all areas. I still feel that sharing information with my fellow soldiers is my sworn duty, but some other soldiers have received court-martials for not acting or thinking properly in certain areas of religion and politics. In today's military, we can't have certain ideas or beliefs and continue to serve in the military without persecution, and sometimes even worse. Things aren't what they should be or what I hoped and believed they would be in the military service today, now that we're serving not as U.S. soldiers, but as international soldiers. Sirs, I think back several years ago when we enlisted, we were taught that we were to protect and, if necessary, to fight anyone who would try to destroy our nation, Constitution, and Bill of Rights, which guarantee Americans are supposed to have freedom of thought, to speak and write, and to practice their religious beliefs without restrictions. And now here I am speaking to you today, my peers, about my fears of thinking, speaking, and writing to my friends and colleagues on an American military base. What a shock to me. I love my country. I don't want to lose my important military career. Still, I feel I want to continue to educate my friends, but I wish to do it in the open and not sneak around as I'm doing now. Being secretive is not my nature and makes me feel ashamed of not speaking out about my great nation and my beliefs. Sirs, I like that, you know, in the military, of course, you call everybody sir. All right, even the girls, even the ladies. Sirs, like you say in your publication, I believe if we're going to win our country back, it will take our fellow soldiers joining in, who are patriotic and, like me, have sworn an oath to protect America and the people. I am alone in this personal situation. Can you give me your thoughts and any suggestions? Sincerely, and I left her name out, of course, a proud member of the United States Air Force. Well, that's the kind of letters we get, folks, and I've got a three-page answer here. I'll give you just a little bit of it, but I'm certainly not going to give you the three pages, but that's what we're here for. We are volunteer police and military, active duty and retired, like me. And we're here to be a sounding board for our brothers and sisters in uniform and also an educational source for them. And so we've had the opportunity to have one of our publications put in the hands of this young Air Force person. And she's responded in a way that we can help her and talk to her about these things. And that's exactly what we've done. Let me share with you a little bit of my response to her. I said, "Dear," and I left her name out, of course, "first let me say that your colleagues, both here and across the nation, want you to know you're not alone. We are all your family. What happens to you, good or bad, happens to all of us. Further, we want you to know how very proud we are of you and that we are honored to serve with you in this critical time, in this critical effort to save our nation from those who are indeed working inside, yes, even within the Air Force, to destroy the very foundations you are addressing in your communications with us today." We'll be right back, folks, after this break, and we'll finish up my little part of my answer to this wonderful, patriotic Air Force soldier when we return.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Sorry I abandoned you yesterday, but we had some things I wanted to do with my bride after Christmas. It was a busy time, and yesterday was our day, and we were able to take a very wonderful person out to dinner who's a Korean War veteran, her uncle, Uncle Robert, and he's in pretty desperate straits. He lives out on a piece of land without water, without electricity, and in just a little shack with his dog, earmuffs. And he's dirty, and he's doesn't get a lot to eat, and he's been out there for probably 20 years now. And he's about 80 years old, I think, about 80. And this was our chance to go out and treat Robert, a wonderful American. He's very intelligent. He knows so much about what's going on. But he's a little bit strange, when he came back from the Korean War. He had a lot of problems, and of course, Vietnam was my war. And as you know, folks, a lot of our soldiers came back with a lot of emotional problems. And then the Gulf War here, once again, literally 150,000 at least of our soldiers came back with psychological problems and other wounds and so forth. And so... Anyway, that was our day, and I apologize for not being here for the show, but we took him out to dinner, and we just had a lovely time with him, and then took him back and took some food to his dog, who doesn't get a lot to eat either, earmuffs, and dropped him off at his little shack out in the outback, you might say. So anyway, good to be back with you, and I'm reading you a letter here from one of our dear sisters in the military, and I'll go on with that. Answering her question about should she stand up publicly. She's asking, should I stand up publicly and hang these informational bulletins from Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues on bulletin boards and hand them out so she can educate her peers about the Constitution and about the unlawful actions they're taking where they're at, and she's not in this country. She's in another country, by the way, serving right now as a mercenary, which she understands, and not as anything to do with America. That's another part of her letter that we didn't print here in our Aid and Abet. But anyway, I'm answering her questions, and I said, many others of our peers in the military, dear sister, and in law enforcement, have been contacting us for some time, relating that their individual stories of various types of persecution experienced for openly expressing their beliefs and for attempting to share information with their peers in the military and in law enforcement. I might say, folks, that you realize that your host here was given the most awards of any officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona. So I'm the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, or was. It's been some years now that I've been retired, so maybe I'm not any longer. But I am probably still the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, because I did exactly what she is trying to do secretly. I did it out in the open. I talked about the Constitution. I told my brothers and sisters that they shouldn't violate people's rights. They shouldn't obey any orders that are immoral or unlawful. And you pay a price for that. So that's what I'm trying to explain to her here. I said we've been contacted, and we are contacted by our peers who are in your situation and want to share information with their peers. Some have been demoted, I tell her, forced out of the military, or placed in areas and positions where they don't come in contact with their peers. In essence, those out-of-the-closet American patriots and Christians in law enforcement and the military who remain in there find their career potential lost. And this is true. If you show yourself too patriotic, if you show yourself, you're going to obey the Constitution, and if any orders come down that are unlawful or immoral, you're not going to follow them. Or if you're too Christian, folks, your career potential is lost in the military today and in law enforcement. And we can prove that over and over again from brothers and sisters who are in there right now. I said, sister, I speak to you as a veteran military man and a retired cop with over 35 years of experience in such matters. When I say that it is no longer a question of if I speak out or if I show strong patriotic and moral values, might I get in trouble or be persecuted? No, no, no. The situation today has gone far beyond that. If present-day military or law enforcement leadership finds out that a member is a especially strong Christian or patriotic American, they must turn that officer or soldier into superiors. This is for marking and monitoring purposes. You may already have noticed that any candidate for promotion above the rank of major or above must be politically and morally correct or they're not promoted. The reason for turning in politically and morally incorrect officers and soldiers is that the internationalist traitors in control know from experience that a truly knowledgeable Christian or patriotic police officer or soldier who is given an immoral or unlawful, unconstitutional order which violates his or her sworn oath can't be trusted to obey such orders. This is a fact. I'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Folks, I understand we have callers on the line. Callers, please hold on. I want to get through this important answer to our sister in the military. So we'll understand the pressures that true Christians who want to serve and protect the American people, patriots who want to obey the Constitution and not violate the Constitution, the pressures they're under is incredible in the service, the military service and law enforcement today. So let me go on here. I said to her that this is a fact. You know, these men and women who love Christ and love the Republic, our republic here in America, they can't be trusted. And the internationalists that control our government know this. This is a fact. They can't be trusted to obey unlawful and immoral orders. And so our nation's enemies who have control of our military and police have a real problem, don't they? The more our peers in uniform awaken and grow strong in morals and patriotic zeal, in other words, find out who the true enemies of God and America are, and what their modus operandi is, they begin to take a just and honorable contentious stand for God and country right there in their military unit or law enforcement agency. And I'm using the word sister because I don't want to give this lady's name out, our sister's name out. So I'll say, sister, while there have been many other such cases, you will remember a particularly high-profile military case a few years ago exemplifying just the kind of highly patriotic and Christian values getting in the way of our own military's leaders' treason and tyranny. That was the case of honorable decorated U.S. Army specialist, Michael New, who refused to violate the Uniform Code of Military Justice even as he was told to do so, and wear non-regulation insignia on his U.S. Army uniform, such as would signify his allegiance to a foreign power, the UN. For the whole story, contact Michael New Action Fund, and I gave the address there to her. I said, our brother Michael New stood his ground on morality, patriotism, and solid law. For obeying his oath, he was subjected to a real kangaroo court-martial and finally given a BCD. Now, for those of you that don't know, military knows this, that's a bad conduct discharge. Brother Michael, his family, and many other supportive Americans are still fighting this case, attempting now to win in our criminally controlled U.S. court system. But listen to me now, sister. Brother Michael did exactly what his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, would have him do. By him standing up for America and challenging the despots and the traitors in our government, he has shown the way so that many others of his peers might know how likewise to refuse to take part in treason and the enslavement of the American people, and in the destruction of our nation's sovereignty, reducing America to just another satellite state under the boot of the Marxist-controlled United Nations. Though not his intention, Christian Patriot Army Specialist New also has taught our nation's internal enemies how very important it is that all strong, knowledgeable patriots and Christians be kept out or ran out of military service of every nation, leaving all sensitive police and military positions to be filled only by those who will willingly and unwittingly violate their oaths and commit unlawful and treasonous acts in service to the Antichrist world government system. That's what they want. Since the start of Brother Michael New's brave, honorable, and uncompromising stand against global totalitarianism, soldiers who show any sign of strong patriotic or Christian values are held suspect and monitored, at the very least. They must be well tested before they enter the military to see if they will violate their oaths and their religious and moral values before they can ever be trusted to serve their new masters and remain in the military or law enforcement. Admittedly, sister, many of our fellow Christians of today are allowed to stay in because they make no waves. They have shown that they will follow all government orders, regardless if it's treasonous or not, and do anything the government tells them to do. Why? In large part because they're mistrained. If not apostate, ministers mistakenly have taught them that this is what the Bible says a Christian is to do, and that is to obey anything government tells us to do because all governments of God. Just last month, another young Christian military man, a 32-year-old Army Ranger, called and told me he was having been nearly court-martialed for having a copy of our police and military manual, Operation Vampire Killer 2000, subtitle American Police Military Plan for Stopping World Government Rule, and a Citizen's Rulebook, a pocket-sized U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights, a little pocketbook, in his barracks compartment. His barracks compartment was searched, and these were found. He may have read these, and this brother had, as well. Understanding the great value of these books, he gave them to his sergeant to read. Big mistake. Being well conditioned, the sergeant handed them over to his captain, and our young ranger friend had his quarters searched and was read his rights and placed under investigation. You see, once again, the normal method for the global international elite in control of our nation and our military is to make sure that they have in these important police and soldier positions only the kind of personnel that will follow any and all orders without question. We look forward to this brother writing up his story for placement in a later edition of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Understanding the above, dear sister, you now have a decision to make. So let's look at your options. One, you can remain in the military and continue to covertly awaken and educate your fellow soldiers until you're caught, at which time you will suffer for certain punitive treatment, including possible charges, during which we would be as much as possible in support of you. Number two, you can come out of the closet, as it were, pamphleteer with our constitutional and Christian material and speak out openly about God and our republic for as long as it takes the enemy of such freedoms to shut you down, which of course they must. Then you can call us. Or number three, you can stop this effort to awaken your peers, sit down, shut up, follow orders during exactly what you're told. But you say you can't do this. Well, perhaps you're right. Sister, have you ever watched a good undercover cop or deep cover spy film in the movies or on TV? Of course you have. Now, as a military vet and a peace officer with some years of experience, I can state unequivocally that sometimes it's more wise to keep one's head down, stay put, and work from inside a criminal organization or a treasonous anti-American organization, keeping an eye on the enemy and staying abreast of what he is planning against America. And those of you and I have sworn to protect and serve, it is indeed vitally important to be honorable and brave and to uphold our oath by saying no to immorality and unlawful orders, just as it is important to stand up and speak the truth to others. However, it is also important that we have God's people positioned quietly inside the enemy's camp. At this present time, we have many thousands more closet patriots and Christians inside the enemy's camp than the number who have come out of the closet and thus been exposed, persecuted, and forced to leave the military or law enforcement. I know firsthand, because we hear from some of them regularly. Are you understand what I'm telling you? Here's another thought. As a Christian, you know that our Lord tells us sometimes to be strong, even under persecution, to remain salt and light for those who need a role model, support, and good counsel. What I believe he is saying is if all good God's people abandon the world and withdrew, through whom he will do his work, or through who will he do his work in the world? As you may realize, sister, most Christians today have withdrawn. They're in hiding, yet paying their tithes and following the advice of their pastors to prepare for a secret rapture while doing nothing to occupy this land until our Lord returns. Be happy and grateful that you you've seen your duty and have been doing it. Be happy even if, in doing your duty, you are persecuted for standing up in service to Him, our Lord, and your neighbors. Well, folks, I'll leave it off right there, but it goes on further. But you can see the direction that we're leading this young lady to make a decision. She does have a decision to make. She can keep being in the service, knowing that when she's exposed one day, she can keep pamphleteering secretly, being very careful to wear gloves when she puts up these things on the bulletin board and sneaks off down the hall, or leaving them in the John for people to read, or the barracks, or whatever, because they'll definitely take fingerprints off of them, and live a covert life as a Christian and a patriot. Or she can stand up, as Michael New did, and our dear brother in Special Forces, and take the heat, and probably be ran right out of the military. But that's what we're getting here, folks, at our two police and military associations. We need to have something for them, someone out there for our soldiers and police officers that are having trouble serving in this Antichrist internationalist service today, both in the military and law enforcement. They need somebody to speak to, and what better person to speak to than their peers who have traveled the road they're now traveling. Let's say walked a mile in their moccasins, you might say. And I have certainly done that, and others of our brothers and sisters have too, like Officer Rick Dalton, who has volunteered literally hundreds and hundreds, well, I'd say thousands and thousands of hours with our police and military associations to help answer letters and to write articles and to educate our brothers and sisters in uniform. So you can see the importance, folks, of what we're doing here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Who would our brothers and sisters write to? They could write to their moms and dads, but their moms and dads probably wouldn't understand. Most dads who were in the military and their son goes in the military or daughter goes in the military, sadly, doesn't have an idea what's going on. And they'd probably tell him to stop doing that silly stuff and obey all orders and just do their job and be a good soldier, and that's it. That's what most moms and dads tell their daughters and sons in the military. Just don't think about these other issues. Just do what they're told, because that's what the ministers of these families are telling the people. Just get along or go along to get along. The military tells you to do something. Law enforcement tells you to do something. President tells you to do something. You do it. Don't think. Just do it. And that's what our preachers are preaching. And so I hope that you will consider this year supporting Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, just like you should seriously consider, and I hope you are, supporting Republic Broadcasting Network with a donation each month, because they're worth supporting. They truly are. Now, I'm a volunteer. I've done this work for 24, almost 25 years. I don't want any money out of this. It's just wonderful to get these letters and be here to help out a sister like this wonderful Air Force soldier, airman, and be here for them. When I was involved in getting involved in this constitutional movement, this Christian constitutional movement in America, there was no cops and soldiers there for me anywhere until Officer Rick Dalton, a couple cities away from mine, stood up and contacted me and said, "Jack, I'm with you, brother." And finally I had a person in law enforcement that knew exactly what I was going through in my persecution and my firings and rehirings and everything, and joined me. And, of course, his career potential was also lost. And he served 20 years and never got promotion because they tried to run him off and he wouldn't run off. They fired me repeatedly until I was disabled in the line of duty and I had to take a medical. They couldn't get rid of me. Well, that's a lot of sacrifice. And I'm not telling this young lady in the Air Force that she should make our decision. I would say that probably she should keep her head down and keep pamphleteering until she's caught, and then explain why she's standing up for God and our country and the Constitution. She'll be on solid ground with the American people and her God, but not with the international criminals, of course, that control our government, military, and law enforcement today. Okay, folks, I want to go to the phones. We have some people on the phone now. Kelly, who's on the phone, did you say? Or I hope they're still there. I hope they're still there. Oh, our brother Jeff in Massachusetts. Brother Jeff, thank you for hanging on during my diatribe. I appreciate it.
Oh, yes, sir. Now, as far as the military is concerned, you ever hear of the movie called Starship Troopers?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either, but the gist of the movie is it's all about these military people who go into outer space to kill bugs.
And kill bugs?
Alien?
Alien bugs?
Yes.
It's
basically a diatribe on fascism.
Oh.
So basically, our military is turned into Starship Troopers, where we're going over to the Middle East to kill bugs. That's what you hear on Fox News and all these stations. Conditioned by Fox News, you believe that if we don't go to Iraq to kill the Arab bugs, then the bugs will come over here and will set bombs off. And also, too, as far as our military is concerned, also, too, realize that there's a lot of foreigners that are joining our military. Lots.
Yes.
I mean, even illegals with bogus green cards.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's just not the churches that they're preaching the wrong stuff. You got Muslims in our military.
Yes, we sure do, Jeff.
Oh, yes. Can I continue?
Yes, sure. Kelly, do we have other people on the phone line? Okay, I just wondered if anybody else was up. Okay, we got one more. Okay, Jeff, yeah, we have one more person on the line, but hang on, we'll catch you on the other side.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Open the phone lines up, which is good, but I forgot to give out our contact information for Aid and Abet, so you can support our work this year, but I'll catch you tomorrow on the flip side, okay? Let's go back to Jeff right now in Massachusetts. Jeff, welcome back.
Yes. Jack, it's very simple. With all these immigrants joining our military, especially Muslims and communists and people like that, that is going to create a fifth column within our military to where the crime families are going to simply say, okay, you're a white American who believes in the Constitution, God, you're another Michael New, okay, we stick you in the front lines.
Yeah.
You're from Haiti, you believe in communism, okay, you get a nice desk job.
Yeah, very good thinking, that's true.
And that's how I believe our military is going to be destroyed. They're going to strengthen the weak and weaken the strong, for the purpose of merging the military with the New World Order. And this has been going on since 1960, I think it's 1962, with that famous document that talks about disarming us in the Soviet Union and building the U.N.
And that's
what you're seeing. Uh-huh. You are seeing the seeds of our destruction being sown. And once you get a bad military discharge, you are radioactive.
That's right.
In Somalia... Yeah. And this is a closer. In Somalia, that operation was headed by Turkish General Cervic Beer. That was out of the New American. I read that.
Yeah.
My jaw nearly hit the floor.
Wow.
So remember, friends don't let friends join the military because you might be under a Turkish general who's a Muslim or communist. Jack,
very good.
You have a good one.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Always wise thoughts there from Jeff. Let's go now to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, welcome to the program.
Thank you, and good day, and health be with you, my fellow brother and loyal subject of the King of Kings.
Thank you so much, brother.
I want to comment on the Lady Airman's letter. I was in the Air Reserve myself. Michael knew he got a big payoff in publicity. So he really profited from his ordeal, regardless of what he suffered for standing for his beliefs. So if you're not looking to see some big payoff in publicity like he got, then don't feel bad, anybody out there, if you just remain as an undercover agent of the Lord, okay?
Amen, and brother.
Also doing that, you are upholding the constitutional oath. And I just want to present one simple concept about that, since you did mention the misconception a lot of Christians have about Romans 13. This came from the late Pastor Gene Scott. He referred to the Constitution as the king. You know, the colonists, their former central government was a king, okay? Well, when the new republics were formed, under the Articles of Confederation, the constitution of each new republic became, in essence, the king. So in this country, like Romans 13 says, the powers that are established are of God. Okay, in this country, the power is the constitution. The president is not king. The constitution is king.
I see. Good thoughts there, Dylan. Well, brother, we're totally out of time here.
God bless you, brother.
Looks like, and I hope you'll call back again, Dylan, sometime, okay? All right, thank you for your thoughts. Interesting comments there, folks. Of course, in this nation, during the Revolutionary War, they said no king but King Jesus. And so the Constitution shows and tells us that the people are sovereign in this nation. And it is the Constitution that protects their God-given inalienable rights and limits government. Okay. Well, folks, I'm glad you were with us tonight. Good to be back with you. We look forward to being back with you tomorrow night. Hope all of you have a great evening. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.